was mine in every way that really mattered. Still, it was only a quick fuck. After that night, it was all but forgotten by me, and I was pretty sure by Ange as well. It had no bearing on our relationship at all. The Vegas trip had changed everything. The first night at the club had been Angelo's idea, and his frank statement that he wanted to dance. And I had known as soon as he said it that he meant more than just moving to the music, had sparked the same emotions in me I'd felt as I watched him and Cole eyeing each other across the room. I could let him fly a bit. I knew he would always come home. So I stood there, with my ex-boyfriend at my side, watching Angelo dance. I knew John was talking, although I barely heard a word he said. I could only see Angelo. And what I saw was a revelation to me. He was beautiful and wild and completely unashamed. So many men wanted him, and although he encouraged their attentions to some extent, he was always in control. Of course, that night had ended badly, but not because of the dancing. I awoke the next morning to find him gone, just a note on the bed to tell me he'd be back, and was upset as I was at him for what he'd said the night before. Underneath it was the growing knowledge that more than anything, I wanted to go back to the club. I wanted to watch him with those men. The second night at the club had been my idea, and mine alone. Jared and Matt probably assumed the night was Angela's idea too,